On the line now, I have President of the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health, Professor Terence Stevenson. Terence, can you tell us what are the key challenges children's services are facing right now?
Yes, the key challenge that we're highlighting is that paediatricians run 220 services around the United Kingdom that are 24/7. They're open all day, every day of the year, including Christmas Day. And only about two-thirds of those can we staff fully. A third of them are not, what we say, compliant with the European regulations that limit doctors working to 48 hours. And the reason doctors working limit to 48 hours is because that's what people view as being a safe working time.
And that leaves staff working, you say in The Guardian today, on, you know, working overnight and trainees doing the job of consultants.
Yes. At the moment, trainees should not work more than 48 hours in a week. That includes some of the time they work will be during the night and the weekends. In a third of our 220 units, that they can't do cover the whole service in that 48-hour limit. And so the solution is either consultants at the last moment sleeping in overnight, unscheduled working, and then having to do a full day's work the following day, or having to employ locums, that's like supply doctors who come in at the last moment, fill in, who perhaps haven't worked in the hospital before. There's very little time for handover or induction. And really just sort of cobbling a service together, which is not what we want for children and their parents.
What effect, I mean, how does it manifest itself, the effects of those shortages on patients and on staff?
Well, I think inevitably it affects the quality of care that children will get. It's very hard to prove cause and effect. And I know all my colleagues are working very hard and doing their best, particularly, for example, during the winter before last with swine flu and even during the winter that's just gone. But nevertheless, ideally you want a hospital completely staffed. That's why you have that number of staff. And it must be true that if a third of our hospitals are working on a skeleton staff or people filling in at the last moment, then the quality of service for children and their carers is going to be less good.
And for those staff who are working in those units that you think should close, they'll say, how are you going to solve shortages by closing centres?
Well, we're not advocating very many centres close. What we're saying that I think mostly the public wouldn't realise that of those 220 hospitals, half of them admit less than 2,500 children a year. So they're really quite small. They're admitting only 6 or 7 children a day. And a third of those are less than 30 minutes drive from another hospital that's doing the same. So we've got some good examples around the country where making one unit a sort of 7 till 7 or 8 till late or a less than 24-hour service, but still having trained nurses and doctors there who can see a child and decide whether they need further attention, whether they need admission, we think that's the way forward. So we think about 48 out of those 220 units would need some alternative arrangement rather than just having the old-fashioned approach of having a hospital everywhere that takes children 24/7.
And the Lansley's proposed reforms, are they going to help or solve or hinder these kind of problems?
The kind of problems we're discussing are absolutely nothing to do with the current health reforms. We've been working on this report for over a year, being very keen to get our figures absolutely right. This isn't the first time this
so
kind of idea...
Can I just interrupt and ask how Lansley's reforms will feed into your plans? I mean, will they have any effect at all?
They're completely unconnected. The only effect might be that the philosophy of the present government is more towards localism rather than a top-down directive. So if we'd produced this report 2 years ago, you might have expected to see some strategy coming out of Whitehall. Now I think the answer will lie in the hands of local managers, local doctors and local nurses coming up with solutions. And, for example, that's what's happened in the northwest around Manchester, where they've successfully reduced 12 inpatient units to 8 with an improvement in the quality of service, a safer service, and more sustainable. You can staff that service.
But presumably some won't choose to go that route.
You're quite right. It's unlikely that people will immediately grasp this and decide, well, we'll reduce our unit from inpatient 24/7 to collaborating with other hospitals nearby. But I think over the next 3 to 10 years, as the staffing crisis deepens,